The art exhibition with a high profile and a long name, Giants, art from the Dean Collection of Swizz Beatz and Alicia Keys, recently opened in Richmond, Virginia, after stops in Brooklyn, Atlanta, and Minneapolis. Celebrating the contributions of contemporary artists, it spans 20th century icons like photographer Gordon Parks to today's emerging talent. I sat down with the music power couple behind the exhibition, Alicia Keys and Kasim Dean, better known as Swizz Beatz, about how they became art collectors and the meaning behind this expansive collection. It's part of our arts and culture series, Canvas.
This is no ordinary museum opening celebration, because what's inside the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts is no ordinary collection. The exhibition is called Giants, and the couple behind it are giants in music who are now reshaping the art world, Alicia Keys and Swizz Beatz.
Alicia Keys!
She's a 17-time Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, and producer. Since her debut album, Songs in A Minor, Alicia Keys has sold more than 65 million albums and generated over 5 billion streams worldwide. This girl is on fire. Her Broadway musical, Hell's Kitchen, has earned multiple Tony Awards and a Grammy. And Swizz Beatz, real name Kasim Dean, is a DJ, entrepreneur, and Grammy-winning producer behind some of the biggest songs in hip-hop, R&B, and pop, working with artists like DMX, Jay-Z, Beyoncé, and Busta Rhymes. Together, they've built the Dean Collection, now one of the most significant private collections of contemporary art in the world. They took a private tour of the exhibit, seeing it installed for the first time, around 130 works selected from a collection of more than 1,000.
What first sparked your interest in collecting art?
You want to take that one?
Well, growing up from the Bronx and seeing art everywhere, waking up, coming from school, going to school, seeing graffiti on the walls, it always felt like something that we live with, you know, naturally, just like music, you know. And I remember wanting to furnish my place at a very young age, and I didn't want posters. And I started going downtown to look at art.
He's always really been very passionate about art, about fine art. He's also an artist. He also paints. Our first date was based around the artist Erte. And so he's always been bringing this into my life, and that was how I started to even understand, wow, we can do this. We can collect these gorgeous, powerful pieces of artists that we can relate to and that are so unique and masters of their craft. And that was how we started to put together the Dean Collection.
Do you remember the piece or even the feeling that set you on the path to want to build this collection together?
I think the first piece was a 30-foot sculpture.
Yeah.
She was ready at that time.
Right? Yeah.
You know what, let's build the Dean Collection.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
It would have been that piece, which is a huge, huge, huge work.
30-foot sculpture,
and
all wood.
We got it into our house, and they had to take off the side, the entire side of the house, the bricks and everything.
Oh, I thought you meant the side of the piece. You mean the side of the house.
The side of the house. In order to get it into the house, they had to take off the side of the house. That was what started this idea that we can express in giant ways. Like, we don't have to have a tiny, small painting. We can have those as well as huge pieces like this Amy Sherald.
Deliverance. I mean, this, and we were talking about this earlier, the audacity of these pieces, it's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
It's phenomenal. What does that mean to you? What does this Amy Sherald piece, Deliverance, mean to you, Swizz?
It mean that she delivered a hell of a work.
You didn't know this was coming?
No, no way. She didn't even say it was ready. She said, you might want to come to my studio. Canceled everything, went to the studio, go upstairs and turn the corner, and it's these two bikes, and I almost fainted. And she said, you know, doing this work for the Dean Collection allowed me to have some fun and do something I wouldn't normally do. Right, so two guys wheeling on a bike. And she said, from living in Baltimore, she used to see the Rough Riders, which is my family's company, ride bikes all through her block. And she always wanted to do something to show, you know, respect for that.
There are paintings, photographs, and sculptures throughout the exhibition displayed thematically on the shoulders of giants, giant conversations, and giant presence.
The coolest thing about the Dean Collection is because we're both artists, there's so much love and understanding that we have about what it takes to make art. And so what he's describing, this studio visit, is not something that's unfamiliar. This is, happens all the time. And
or transactional.
Yeah, it's not, yeah. It's never transactional. Like, there are real relationships that are created because of the respect between artist to artist.
Yeah.
And that is such a beautiful thing. But it's not until you walk in the space that you can feel what it means and what it feels like. And not only because of so many of the works are oversized, but because it's emotional, it's genuine, it's personal, but it's also like powerful. It's like it has all these pieces.
It's a family.
Mm-hmm.
One member of that family whose work anchors the exhibition is Titus Kafar, known for reworking art history to center black subjects long erased from it.
We had to fight for 80% of these works in the show. It just...
You mean fight to acquire them? Or?
Yes. You would think that if you can afford something, then it's available. It doesn't really work like that. You know, there's waiting lists, and there's the museums, there's a whole bunch of different things. But the biggest part was building up our relationship with the artists and even letting the galleries and the museum know, like, hey, guys, we're not flipping art. We're damn near institution ourselves. You know, we're adding to this. We're not coming to take from it.
But why be intentional about making it public?
It's the right thing to do. I think it would be selfish for us to have all of this beauty sitting in some storage somewhere or hanging it only in a home when you can share it with the world, you know. I think almost 500,000 people have seen this show already, and I know from the people that came to see Giants left feeling like giants.
Mm-hmm.
The goal, they say, is to inspire people from all backgrounds, elevate the work of living artists, and advocate behind the scenes to ensure those artists receive a fair share when their work is resold. The scale of the collection is staggering, in size, but also in ambition, monumental pieces that command attention.
Yeah, the two of you are a major entry point to the world of contemporary art for people who might not otherwise have discovered it. Is that why you included your piano and your drum machine, your beat machine?
There you go. Yeah, that was a very, very important piece, right? Because when you go into a place like a museum, a lot of people act like they know things or act like they're smart about art. Or and it's okay to be a student, because mm-hmm. we're still students.
Mm-hmm.
But having the self-portraits out the gate, it make people say, I know them. Those are my friends right there. Seeing the BMX bikes, where I come from, the South Bronx, seeing her piano, seeing the turntables, seeing Kool Herc's actual street sign for hip hop.
The BMX bikes are right there, and they're hung so cool, by the way. But he said, at one time, having a BMX bike was the biggest thing I could have ever done.
It was quite the flex.
It was like a big, big
yeah.
deal.
Yeah.
And when we
yeah.
came in, one of the gentlemen said to us, brick by brick.
Yes, he did. I mean, he said that walking in.
That hit me.
I thought it was a song you wrote.
Brick by brick. He
yeah.
said brick by brick.
Brick by brick.
Literally, all of our stories are something that we've cultivated brick by brick. Mm. Every single one. And that's all we can do. And then slowly but surely, it is possible that it can become this.
For Alicia Keys and Swizz Beatz, the Dean Collection isn't just about owning art. It's about expanding who gets seen inside institutions that weren't always accessible and ensuring the next generation walks in not as outsiders, but as giants.